afternoon, friends. Welcome to this public service edition. A program not on transcription. Completely live from here to 1:30.
Awfully hard to think with these two fellows playing, isn't it?
And also with Leo Dean eating light bulbs over there.
Well, Leo should after what happened in Comiskey Park, Chicago last night. Well,
here we are with nothing for the next half hour.
What do you mean, nothing, Bob? That's
well, we haven't planned anything. You know that we were going to have that meeting this morning, and we didn't have it, that production meeting.
You know that we never come into this studio without an entire program being completely planned out.
Without we're all ready to do it.
And
we never come in here without we have a program all set.
That's right. And
Today
is no exception, friends. Our
we're
program is
history.
Completely outlined. We have taken a history book, and we're going to review some of the historic dates in not only American history, but in Icelandic history.
Particularly the Chicago Fire.
Which happened, of course, in Reykjavik, Iceland in 1834.
Bob Ray is there.
Now, with a good musician, we'd have had terrific music.
Thunderous music come in there.
But Mr. Wilson, who is tying his sneakers, is a little too busy.
Bob and Ray is there. The Chicago Fire.
I think we would have been better off. All right, boys and girls.
I'm standing in the bar next to Mrs. O'Leary now.
Helicopter, you're going to kick over that lantern.
Little does she know that this pile of hay next to the lantern has been placed there so that a fire will start, should the lantern be kicked over. And there goes the cow. I believe you can see better from your vantage point, Ray.
Yes, I can, friends. This cow, I might mention, is a Golden Guernsey. And did you ever see a golden cow? Well, anyway, this Golden Guernsey is standing, and she's eating her chud. Excuse me, is that right? Is that the right term I'm using? She's eating her chud?
I believe that's what it is, yes. I can't stop to figure it out.
She is eating her chud.
The cow is kicking at her stall.
She's kicking at her stall, too. You can probably hear the noise of her hoof in the background. And, what's that again?
In a couple of minutes, we're going to die like rats.
You can see, friends, that this cow,
I believe Mrs. O'Leary is going to say something to the cow.
Kick him there.
Yes, she did. I don't know whether our parabolic microphone could pick that up.
There it goes. The lantern has set fire to the haystack. Cow, let's get out of here.
They'll die. Let's go.
All the bells of the fire departments are called out to quell the blaze. Meanwhile, at the Romany Tea Room, crosstown, two men sit unconcernedly, not knowing of the dreadful disaster which is facing them.
I was in Cicero this morning, Eugene.
Is that so, Ed?
Yes. I was talking with Skippy's lawyer.
And he said what?
He said that we could probably get away with it if we play our cards right.
That's all we've got to look forward to is stealing the money and taking off for parts unknown.
That's the only problem we have now is getting that money without anyone knowing it.
Of course, if something unforeseen should happen, some great disaster, we would be trapped like rats.
There's only one thing that would trap us.
What's that?
That's if Chicago should be set ablaze.
Oh, well, there's nothing going to happen like that.
Hey, you two fellas!
Yeah, what?
The cargo's on fire!
It's what?
Bring
it
out!
On fire!
Get out of here! Get out of here!
Meanwhile, across town at the small house in River's Mouth, a few miles in the suburbs of Chicago, Linda and David sit unconcernedly discussing the events of the past week, not knowing what great disaster is just around the corner.
Oh, David, my darling.
There's nothing that will keep us apart, Linda. Nothing in the world.
Only a disaster.
A disaster like fire or something like that.
A complete holocaust.
But nothing like that will happen, my darling. Nothing. We'll be together always.
Unless...
Hey, don't go!
Yes?
The Windy City is ablaze!
What?
Great Scott!
Turn you now to Washington.
For my second song, I'd like to give a little number that was popular back in 1893.
Right ahead, sir. This is Sir Oswald. Be caught.
What's that?
Here he is.
That's your song. I do Martha. Rambling Rose of the Wild Wood.
There you are. Go right ahead, Sir Oswald.
Of the Wild. Oh, excuse me. Whoops. Somebody's got to stay around the corner and down the alley comes.
Around the corner and down the alley comes the street sweeper.
Martha, rambling rose of the wild.
I think if you took your fingers off your nose, you'd sound better.
Martha, now with your fragrance. And that's all the time we have. For this afternoon, friends, we'll be back again with you tomorrow at this very same time.
I suppose a lot of you people think that no one would ever put a commercial spot on a program like this.
They do, though.
To fool you completely, listen to the following.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield ABC.
This afternoon, the Red Sox play a doubleheader at Comiskey Park, Chicago. On the hill for the Sox, Ellis Kinder and Mel Parnell going after his 20th win of the campaign. On the hill for the White Sox, Quizzava in the second game. In the opener, it will be Bill White.
That's all very interesting. And of course, baseball is a very prominent topic in conversation these days. But, Ray, with fall approaching and that nip of autumn in the air, he's mourning.
That ain't autumn.
I think we should turn our thoughts more to football, and we have with us...
Thanks very
the
much.
Head
Hello,
coach.
Again,
wait just a minute, Coach. The head coach of Indiana Collegiate University... I believe you are Leo Leahy.
That's right, sir. Leo Leahy is my name. I'm
and
a coach out there at Indiana Collegiate University.
I
got a good
back.
Squad. They're green and big, but I think I can learn them.
You're looking forward to
the season.
There's
no reason in the world why we can't get out there and win our share of them games this year. I ain't looking for no bowl bids or nothing, but I am expecting a raise.
Is your son playing on the team again this year?
Triple Tread O'Leary, he'll be there, you betcha.
Leahy.
A kid of mine's going to play on that team.
O'Leahy, his name.
You call me?
Yes, your son's name is O'Leahy, too.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry, I had hit a soft word there.
And he'll be out there fighting.
The kid can run, he can kick, he can throw.
Yes.
And I use him a lot for blocking. He got a swell point on the top of his head there.
Wonderful. Well, now, before you go, would you sing the old school song just to put everybody in the mood?
Hold down the shade, for I see you. Hold down the shade, for I see you. As your back goes passing by, I see you.
Imagine $1.85 for dinner. Yes, $1.85 for fun and fine food delightfully served.
What's that again, Bob?
And you dance where cool ocean breezes play along with the best music in town.
Who needs a cool ocean breeze today? It's still on the heat.
Of Samuel Eisen and his Men of Rhythm.
What a horrible thought that is.
Is the orchestra ready to give us a sample of
with
this?
With $1.85 dinner, you have to listen to Samuel Eisen and the orchestra.
We're not following this necessarily. We'll have it up here, Green. I guess you're right at that. This is the Casino at Magnolia we're talking about. For dining, for dancing, for luncheon.
Yes,
the casino beside the sea at Mongolia is a summertime paradise. It's a short and glorious drive along the North Shore, Route 127, from Salem to Magnolia.
Hey, H.P.
With a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive.
Hey, H.P.
All this and reasonable prices to never a cover... At the casino. And dinner starts at $1.85. Listen to music by Samuel Eisen.
Make me.
J.
choosing a song from his torch song library, Sam Eisen and the Men Really Go to Town by... What's the name of that?
Be quiet.
Something about that song.
That's a great number, Sam.
That's a great...
Good. You boys never sounded better, bunch of bums.
That's a great memory song. And whenever I hear that song, my eyes fill up with tears, remembering the day I introduced that song on the stage of the old RKO Orpheum.
I remember
in
that
Last
thing.
Chance.
I was playing piano in the pit band.
Yes, and there was a girl named Lou out in the audience that night.
Yes. And
Flo was there, too.
And she was watching you, watching your every song.
She was madly in love with me, that girl. And I was madly in love with her, too. Until I found out that she had no dough and no teeth. My love waned. Suddenly I was called away to the big time in New York. But this here girl chased me all over the country. I couldn't get rid of her. She was a pest, you know, and my God, here, you're a pest. I treated that girl very cruelly. I've lived to regret that. That girl later went on to become a great success. She was Paul Whiteman.
Oh! Evening, Boots. How are you?
No, that isn't Paul Whiteman. Hold up, steady. Friends, I want to...
Yes, dance, folks. Yes, dance. Vocals by Little John.
Playing
Alan Dale.
Playing from the beautiful Casino Rouge at the Sherwood Forest.
Sherwood Forest, just outside Highland Park, Illinois. That's where our next call is from, I believe.
Is it? Hello, hello. Is this phone ringing? Hello. Yes. Is it the phone? Hello.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who am I speaking to?
This is the House of Television.
Oh, no. Who needs you?
We wanted our specially trained operators who are sitting here waiting on pins and needles for your call.
Well, look, sir. Are you watching a television set right now?
I wouldn't be caught dead watching a television set.
Well, then you cannot participate in our game.
Okay. Bye, then.
So long.
Well, why don't you try another... That number, the
hello,
right
is this
number.
Phone ringing? Is this the phone? Hello, hello, who am I speaking to, please?
This here's the House of Television.
What's that again?
Say, this is the House of Television.
This is Ray Goulding of Hold Your Hat program.
Oh, boy.
Now, you want to play our game, do
yes,
you?
I'm holding my hat right
now.
All
right, will you play just a note or two of our mystery song, please? Remember, this is for $44,000 in cold cash, not taxable.
What was that again?
This is our mystery song, sir. If you guess it, please, you'll receive $44,000.
You're going to give us a little hint as to what the mystery song is?
I'm afraid I can't do that, sir.
Well, you're going to play it at all?
We'll play just a few notes. Go ahead. Will you please orchestra? Hold your hat!
Brahms' Fifth Hungarian Rhapsody by Rachmaninoff.
Just a moment, please. I'll have to check. Is he right?
Hey, sure, you're right.
Sure, I'm right.
That didn't sound like that to me. Hey,
congratulations, I didn't spend 5 years at the Sorbonnes for nothing, did I?
Congratulations, sir. You've won. You've won $44,000.
What did I win in my hat?
$44,000. And look, sir. What
Why?
Are you going to do with the money?
Oh, buy a package of razor blades.
Get a haircut, I suppose.
Yes.
Get your shoes shine.
Do a toothpaste. Baby.
Wonderful. We'll have a good time with your 44.
Oh, and I might.
Uh-oh.
Might put some of the money into a bottle of soda water, but it'll have to be a nickel bottle.
You bet. Congratulations, sir. Thanks
I
for playing our game.
I might spend $85
for And look, that $44,000 is commissionable, 15% to me, Ray Goulding. Thank you, and good night.
Thanks
good night. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Why don't you try that other number again?
No, I don't want to call any more phone numbers. You read the commercial. No, you read the letter. Friends, have you got a nickel?
I don't think we ever finished that last week. From Magnolia?
As a matter of fact, we didn't. We didn't mention, for one thing, that the amazing Tuckers will be there with their mind-reading course. Not a course, exactly. It's a terrific type act. It'll have you in stitches. They use hatchets in the thing.
Scalpel?
Certainly.
Salt?
Certainly.
Pepper?
Pepper. Over.
Ketchup?
Drink down.
Well, anyway, it's the casino at Magnolia we were talking about. Got off the track. It's in Magnolia. The casino.
I don't think there's any tracks to
out
there.
Casino at Magnolia, they call it.
I don't think you can take a train out there. I believe you can at that. Sure, you can.
You have to walk a little way, but you can do it.
If you have a...
Just ask the friendly conductor where to get off. He'll tell you.
Sure.
Now, about this other thing. You're going to call House of Television,
all right.
Go on, call him. There's the phone, right?
No, I don't want
to. Go ahead.
I don't like to talk to strange people.
Show everybody how easily it's done, will you?
No, I don't want
to. Go ahead. Pick it up.
Oh, all right. What is it? Richmond 2-1-7-5-0.
Hello? House of Rothschild.
No, I'm calling the House of Television.
That's the wrong place.
This Richmond 217.
We don't have nothing to do with television. That's what you call it about, ain't it?
Yes.
No, it's the wrong place.
Okay. See, Bob, there's no sense in my making these phone calls.
Well, I thought it might make it look easier, that's all.
Friends, a simple phone call and the House of Television...
That was a simple phone call.
Well, Bob, you better not do that to me, because I want to actually today...
Sell.
I want to sell more Admiral television
down,
sets.
Are they on you?
Yes. Pressure is being brought to bear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A simple phone call, and the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealers, will deliver an Admiral television console set to your home. Bob, will you take your soup away from me, please?
Oh, is that getting your...
Yes. I don't like that kind of soup. Now then.
You like a long cigarette.
We'll deliver an Admiral television console set to your home without any obligation, without delay, and without a penny's cost to you. Not just any television set, not a small table model, but Admiral television.
Mm.
Admiral. A-D-M-I-R-A-L. Admiral. One of America's top brand names. Nationally advertised from coast to coast. Phone Richmond 217-50 now. Special operators are awaiting your call. Arrange for your free home trial. You name the time when you want your set delivered. The House of Television will have it in your home right on time. Judge the sensational performance of Admiral Television yourself. The price is only $229.95 complete. If you decide to buy, it's yours for as little as $22.95 down and up to 2 full years to pay. But right now, it's yours, absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, just plain free trial. If you call Richmond 217-50, that's House of Television, Richmond 217-50, and I'll thank you.
We'll both thank you, and please call them.
And when you
call, say that we asked you to call.
Let's listen to some music played by that incomparable musical team, Ken and Bill. You know, friends, we almost didn't hear Twilight. Earlier this morning, Mr. Wilson was tearing up some old notes, and he almost tore up Twilight.
Wouldn't that have been terrible?
I begged him, please, to play it. And that was what?
Based on Borodin's Polovetsian dances.
I don't believe it.
It was. And we have the proof
here. Believe it or rot.
And we'll send that sheet music to anyone. What do they have to
send
to get it?
What's that again?
I was going to say we could offer the sheet music. You won't be using it again, will you?
And, Ken, I'm surprised you gave the torn sheet to Bill Green.
You kept the good sheet for yourself.
Kenneth Wilson. March right front and center.
And take the
No more marshmallow peanuts for you. That's all. Absolutely. That's terrible. And take his imitation grape-flavored gum away from him, too.
All right. The next problem, please.
Oh, there's no problems today. Everything is wonderful. It's a nice summery day. Wonderful.
You know, the only thing we do need for the program is a cliffhanger for tomorrow.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give him a big Boston welcome. Cliffhanger.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Cliff. What's new?
Nothing.
Well, we thought you'd have a better punchline than that when you arrived at the microphone.
Well, I've
what
been
brings you to Boston anyway?
Trying to pick one up.
You are exploiting your movie?
Seem to have happened. I usually try to dig something up that's bright, are cheerful you? For an opening, but that one there's about all I can think of on this short notice that I received.
There he goes, friends. Cliffhanger.
Well, did you want to ask me anything? Or
so long, Cliff.
Say anything about what I'm doing here in Boston
up, I'm sorry.
Or anything?
Stop the
doing
clock.
Anything, really, here. I'm just standing around.
So much for Cliff.
Chewing gum.
Oh, please be quiet. Let me think. Let me think what we haven't done for a long time that we have to do.
What?
Make people laugh.
I think
oh,
you have
Oh, make you laugh, Bill.
Like
well, I don't know about that. That's pretty difficult. Bill never laughs.
I tell you what we should do. We have some mail that we've been disregarding.
Well, here he is,
for a long time.
This is Bob.
Here are greetings.
Quiet, everybody quiet down. Bob is going to say something.
Greetings
from
New Hampshire.
Quiet, everybody listening in.
We have postcard number 2.
Will you stop that child
which
crying
is printed
there
by
in
the Bisbee
bedroom,
Press
please.
In
We're
Lancaster.
Talking on the radio.
And it's called Silvery Moonlight.
He's still crying.
I want to hold this up for you cameras to take in.
Madam, would you please quiet your child?
So everyone
Thank
can
you.
See this. See the farmhouse with
will
the moon.
Will you please quiet that child?
Shut up.
Go right ahead. Lord.
The moon shining over the farmhouse. You see it? Yeah, sure. And this comes from Charlie and Janet White, who are in Littleton, New Hampshire, and they say they came up
it's
to escape...
their own fault.
They went up there...
Don't write to us for sympathy.
They went up to escape the program, but 850 came through just the same. Very disgustedly yours.
Well, thanks for that very kind letter, and...
And I like that picture of the moonlight coming over the farmhouse.
Certainly is beautiful. And it looks like Christmas night in New Hampshire.
Here's a card to Bob Delaney.
For a rainy night in Billerica.
I don't think I'd better read this one.
Oh, no, that's that bill that Delaney gets. I wish he'd pay it. He'll give us all a bad name around here.
Here's another one. All the way from South Harpswell, Maine.
Oh, never!
I think that's
South Harpswell, Maine. Is
South Harpswell, that's where it is.
Wonderful.
By George, John Robinson is up there. And he says he thought he could get away from... Everybody's leaving to try and get away from the
Everybody's
program.
Got the same idea.
They find you come in round and clear. Please play and sing Manana for me again, but not with Sammy Eisen. He's from Somerville, this John Robinson is.
Incidentally, Sammy spells his name E-I-S-E, not I-S-E.
That's right. Not as in the glass of the same name.
Yeah.
How do you spell that? That's Ising, isn't it?
Oh, that's Ising. The G is not pronounced. I can remember in the old touring cars we used to have Ising glass. Do you remember those days? Hands on that, everybody.
Yes,
sure. You remember that, Frank?
Flat tire every 10 miles.
You quiet, Bob. Lady, will you quiet the kid? Please?
Here's this item that was in the newspaper of Sammy.
Oh, that...
His Eisen. Name is... Gets
Sammy Ising writing a telegram to Cleveland. I wonder who paid for it. He didn't.
You can bet...
Look at all the words. Certainly Ising didn't pay for that.
That was a clipping, though, that Joan Kidder of Enfield, New Hampshire, sent in. She says she was trying to get away from the program, but finds it comes in swell.
Oh, not her, too. Where is Enfield, incidentally? I've been through Enfield.
Enfield, New Hampshire?
But I forget just where it's located.
And here's one from Tennant Harbor, Maine. These are all from out of state today.
What's the matter with you people in Massachusetts? Have you all moved out?
This is from Nancy Sturdley Whitaker, who says just a few words to let you know that I found work.
Oh, good. Congratulations,
Tennant Harbor Telephone Exchange.
Oh, boy.
She reads commercials over the party line.
I suppose she takes all... She's in charge of all the calls going out of Tennant Harbor to Hollywood.
Here's a picture on the back of this card. I suppose, actually, it's the front.
I don't believe so, though. I'm trying to forget it, Ken.
It doesn't say, what's unloading lobsters at Port Clyde, Maine?
Well, as a matter of fact, it looks to me, Bob, very much like three old Maine lobstermen.
Unloading lobsters.
Good picture.
Isn't it? It's a wonderful picture, isn't it?
It is. Shows the old lobster boat.
These things here with claws, those are the lobsters.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of them are the fishermen.
Fishermen. Uh-huh. Hard to tell, isn't it, from a distance
well,
like that?
It's kind of blurry there, but...
Incidentally, that's a very lovely picture, isn't it?
That one.
That's Port Clyde, Maine, where all America meets on Saturday night.
Anytime, and suggest, let's go to Belfast.
Port Clyde. That's where you get the boat from Monhegan Island.
From Port Clyde?
Yeah. How do you know, Will?
Ken went out to Monhegan Island 2 years ago.
Last
year. Had a wonderful time. He was telling us all about it.
Suppose you had to go by boat, huh?
Yeah, it's better.
What are you doing up there, taking hoopers, Ken? Excuse me, friends, but I'm going to have to answer this telephone. It's ringing. Hello?
House of Television.
Oh, no.
Richmond 21750.
I know your number, please. I've talked enough.
Why don't we have the bugle? That's all right. So ready now.
I'm afraid Bob Elliott's going to read an announcement.
Tonight, the big $12,200
future. Bob, just a minute.
This is wonderful
just a minute,
news.
Bob.
I haven't read this until just now.
Why? Friends, for everyone detecting soft words as Bob reads this commercial, we're awarding $10 apiece. So keep track of all his soft words.
Tonight, the big $12,200 futurity semifinals will hold the spotlight at Wonderland Revere. Only greyhounds born after January 1948 are eligible for this great purse event.
Oh, them poor little things. They're going to run their babies.
Eliminations have now narrowed to the field, or narrowed the field to 16.
See, there's two soft words.
And these will go to post tonight in 10 great races. The first four in each
there's
race.
Another one.
Qualify for
oh, there's
final.
Several. There's about $60.
And a chance to at America's richest
see, another.
For
another.
Greyhound Juvenile.
Oh, what soft words.
You'll want to see these two races, the third and fourth event.
Oh, he's the softest word.
You'll also want to see the eighth, ninth, and tenth races.
Particularly.
These feature contests that will bring to post this season's greatest stars. And now look at the weather map for this evening and tomorrow.
What is the weather map, sir?
Here, you see this cool Canadian ace air coming down here.
Yes, that black arrow?
That black arrow, which I'll draw right down here.
Wow, sir.
Then we pass over here.
We what?
We pass over here.
Okay, if you say so.
And we find that there's a warm draft coming up from the south.
Yes.
Incidentally, bartender, that was warm draft you gave me last time. Continuing with the weather. We will have probably sunny weather today and this weekend.
And in the event it isn't sunny, what can we look for?
Probably stormy or at least cold.
Okay.
Or it might be cloudy and warm.
Wow.
I think that's what the weather will be tonight.
Thank you, John Cameron Sturdley.
If we have it.
Meanwhile, friends, Bob and Ray, who think they are King Arthur and his knights, are holding court.
Well, they're lining
you
up. You're
going 30 miles an hour there, young man, through Sherwood Forest. And you know that's a residential area for burglars.
Most time, first race at Wonderland, 7:45. Daily double close at 7:30. Revere is near from Boston by MTA from Maverick. From everywhere over wide highways. Provided three parking lots are provided for those who drive. Be at Wonderland tonight for the running of the 12,200 futurity semifinals. Bob and Ray's clothes were from... The makeup by Elizabeth Arden. Script was by nobody. Excuse me, you have an important treasury announcement.
Oh, have I?
This is WHDH. The door switches at bottom.
Let him all quiet before I say anything.
Left them all being quiet, he's going to say anything.
If they don't quiet down, I won't say anything. It's no secret that thrift is the secret of success. The secret is how to practice it. Well, here's a suggestion. Next payday, start putting aside part of your income in savings bonds through the simple automatic payroll savings plan where you work. Soon you'll have a substantial nest egg tucked away. And remember, savings bonds pay back $4 for every $3 you have invested in just 10 years. That means security for yourself and your family. A start on your own financial independence. Make tomorrow bright with United States Savings Bonds. I thank you very much.